California Attorney General Rob Bonta has filed a lawsuit against Providence St. Joseph Hospital in Eureka for allegedly refusing to provide an emergency abortion to a woman in February of this year. The patient, a Eureka-based chiropractor, Anna Nusslock, experienced a premature rupture of her membranes while pregnant with twins, leading to life-threatening risks of infection and hemorrhage. The lawsuit claims that the hospital's refusal violated state law, which mandates that hospitals provide necessary emergency care, including abortions when medically required. Nusslock was ultimately transferred to another hospital 12 miles away, where she was dangerously hemorrhaging by the time she arrived. Despite doctors agreeing that an abortion was necessary, the Catholic-affiliated hospital's policy prohibited intervention, as long as the fetal heart tones were detectable, unless the patient's life was in immediate danger. The lawsuit seeks to prevent the hospital from denying medically necessary abortions in the future and demands civil penalties. Providence has stated it is reviewing the lawsuit, expressing heartbreak over the situation. In a post to Instagram, Attorney General Bonta stated, quote, "Anna Nusslock was bleeding in pain, grieving, and terrified. She needed an emergency abortion to protect her health and save her life. But Providence Hospital illegally refused. Something this draconian, unlawful, and cruel should never happen anywhere, much less in California, a beacon of reproductive freedom. We're taking action to make sure it never does again," end quote. On the Attorney General's feed on X, Nusslock shared her chilling account of the experience.
"Despite the agreement of my doctors that I needed an abortion, I was told I could not receive emergency abortion care while at Providence because of hospital policy. That policy, I was told, prohibited any medical intervention so long as my daughter still had heart tones, unless it was determined that my life was sufficiently at risk. My doctor recommended that I be helicoptered to UCSF for emergency abortion care, but given the $40,000 cost and the fact that I would have to go alone without my husband, that option was not feasible to me. I asked if we could drive to UCSF instead, and my doctor responded, if you try and drive, you will hemorrhage and you will die before you get somewhere that can help you. I'll never forget looking at my doctor, just tears streaming down my face, my heart shattered into a million pieces, and just pleading with her, don't let me die. Finally, my doctor realized that Mad River Community Hospital might be an option, and she called to confirm, and she came back to tell me, Mad River will take you. I was terrified about the risks to my health and my life that I was facing by waiting to intervene, so we chose to risk the drive to Mad River. Before we left Providence, a nurse came in, and she gave me a bucket full of towels, and she said they wanted me to give you these in case something happens in the car. As I was being transported to the operating room, I felt this blinding pain and this surge of pressure. And when they asked me to move to the operating table, I said, something happened, and there's a lot of blood. And the nurse moved my gown aside, and this horrified expression spread past her eyes. And I said, is it the baby? And the nurse said, yes. I had spontaneously delivered twin A, and I was actively hemorrhaging. And the last thing I remember before being put under was my baby deserved so much better than that. My daughters deserved better, and I deserved better.
Bonta's office emphasized the urgency of the case, noting that Mad River Community Hospital, which treated Nusslock, will be closing its labor and delivery unit in October. As reported by the San Francisco Chronicle, the Department of Justice warned, quote, in a month, Providence will be left as the only hospital with an L&D unit in all of Humboldt County. The next person in Anna's situation will face an agonizing choice of risking a multi-hour drive to another hospital or waiting until they are close enough to death for Providence to intervene. End quote. The San Francisco Chronicle also says that this case highlights the critical difference between California law, which requires hospitals to provide emergency abortion care, and the Federal Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, EMTALA, which has been invoked in other states such as Idaho, where a woman was prevented from obtaining a life-saving abortion. Federal courts ordered Idaho to allow the procedure, but the case reached the U.S. Supreme Court, which ultimately dismissed it without ruling whether the EMTALA overrides the state's anti-abortion law. In their article, Bonta concluded by stating, quote, "With EMTALA in limbo, states like California have to rely on their own state laws to protect pregnant patients," close quote. We will bring you more on this developing story on a later newscast.